Welcome, welcome, welcome to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Austin, and we're broadcasting live from Studio A in the UBC campus, home of the Musqueam people. All right. So today is October 28th, 2016, just in time for Halloween weekend, eh? Halloween is this Monday. Yes, it's Monday, yeah. Oh, no, it's Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? No, it's Monday. Yeah, October 31st. Kind of a big deal here in North America, really. And sometimes, or throughout the world, really. I'm actually not sure if the extent of Halloween. I know in Mexico, it's not exactly the same time, but around this the same season. I believe it's on the first week of November. Actually, is Day of the Dead, Día de los Muertos. This bad flashback to high school Spanish there. That was not very good. Wouldn't fly. If you've been listening to CITR, you probably have heard a couple shows have this kind of Halloween-themed music going on. Yeah, today, for me, I'm not going to do any of that. I'm going to share with you, though, kind of spooky stuff that is in nature. I'll be talking a little bit about things like zombie ants, just kind of like spiders and other scary stuff. I hope everyone's week's been well. Mine has been busy as can be, we all get through it. I am going to play a song or a couple songs, and then come back to you with some spooky stuff. Right. So this guy is a little number from Alterado, from Toronto, but off of his new album, Never Make Contact. He's kind of an experimental ambient artist. The song is called Human, without the A in it. Stylistic choice. Give it a listen to. Hopefully it'll help you start out this nice Friday morning. Thank you.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Ugh. Everybody, God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Welcome back, everyone, to CITR 101.9 Wise Men Radio. This is Austin, your host. Cool songs I just played there, back in the there. Gal Garçon was that last one, Turquoise Ring, off his new album, Hard Part Begins. A cool Vancouver artist, check him out. He's playing November 4th at the Biltmore, if I am correct. You should go. Yes, I am correct. November 4th at the Biltmore. Cool stuff. And the one that I played before was Haley Blass, a cover of Lonely Island. It's on YouTube. You can check it out. It's pretty cool. She does lots of stuff like that, covers of nice songs. Sorry for the caller that I ended up just dropping. I think I figured out how to talk to you now if you want to talk to me, but if not, it's okay. So Halloween is just around the corner. I'm sure this weekend will be everyone's kind of Halloweekend, going out to fun costume parties and whatnot. Everyone seems to have a Halloween theme, and I thought I would kind of do a Halloween segment myself. Basically what I was thinking of, like, oh man, what is scary and stuff? You know, spiders are pretty scary. I was thinking about, like, what is scary and, like, what, like, Halloween is so often defined by, like, scary things. And it, like, the essence of scariness, if you will, it kind of is derived by from the notion of fear, and fear is a very important primal instinct. Now, I'm no, like, psychologist or know anything about emotions, really, but this is just what I, like, actually, like, just thought of 10 minutes before coming in and doing this show. I was just kind of gonna walk you through what I was thinking. Basically, like, I was thinking about skeletons, you know, and, like, how skeletons are a big, big sign of Halloween, and it's supposed to be, like, scary. And I was thinking, like, why is that? Like, we're all skeletons underneath our skin, you know? And I was thinking about, like, what other things are scary, and a lot of other things that are scary are, like, are kind of, like, an obvious a stem, you know? Like, spiders are scary because of that they're dangerous. Some of them are dangerous, and they pose a threat to our well-being. And I was thinking, like, well, skeletons really don't pose immediate threat to our well-being. So I don't think that it could be. And also, another thing that's scary is kind of the unknown. Like ghosts, a lot of things like aren't really known about ghosts, believe them or don't. But you don't like, they kind of have this sense of mystery, and that's scary for people. And you're kind of scared of things you don't understand. And I think that's why ghosts are scary, and kind of stuff in that realm. So I was thinking about, like, skeletons. Why are skeletons scary? And I kind of came to a conclusion. Excuse me. Believe it or not, it's either that skeletons they are a sign or a symptom of danger. You see, like, a human skeleton, or like ancestral, like, if say you're like a one of the first man, a primal man. And you see a skeleton laying on the ground, you're going to be scared of that, because that means that, like, a person died there. And, like, you don't really know what caused the death of this person, and you don't want that same outcome. So it kind of is, like, a sign or a symptom of, like, a threat nearby, or a... Or a like, kind of danger is near. You don't want to end up like that skeleton. And I think that's the origin of skeletons being scary. But I'm not sure. It also could stem a lot through the Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, and because they like, really embrace, like, skeletons, or esqueletos, or, some Spanish. They really embrace it, and kind of, but that's kind of what the holiday is all about, you know? It's kind of embracing and remembering the dead, which is really cool, and it's not so much of a scary holiday. It's more of a, like, rejoiceful and remembering holiday. It's very happy. So anyways, that's just kind of my thoughts of fear and where kind of some things have originated from. I could be wrong. I don't know. It's just a thing I thought of, before coming on the show. Very relevant to Halloween. What else is scary? Like the top things that I think are scary, like, when I think Halloween, I think that, like, I think, like, scary. And then when I branch scary off to things, I think of either ghosts, spiders, or I don't really know the last, like, I think it's ghosts, spiders, and maybe, like, zombies. Is that a common, like, Halloween thing? I know it's... I was also thinking the last few days, like, where is the origin of, because zombies have become so popularized in the past couple years, and where did that stem from? I'm not sure. Maybe I will kind of do some research into this and maybe give you an answer by the end of the show. But it's a kind of an interesting kind of thing. You see zombies popping up all over pop culture nowadays with Walking Dead and Call of Duty and, I don't know, like, all these different things. I was talking about this with someone the other day, and we kind of came to the conclusion that it was because around 2012 was kind of the spur of this zombie apocalypse sort of phenomenon. And I think... I think around 2012, because the Mayan calendar was the restart of the Mayan calendar, and everyone thought the world was going to end. So everyone was kind of obsessed with these apocalypse ideas, and I think the zombie apocalypse was kind of the most popular one. I think that's the origin. I could be wrong. If you know, let me know. You can try to call me on the on-air line, or you could reach me on Facebook, Wise Men Radio. Anyways, big old talk about zombies and stuff like that. Anyways, I'm going to play a cool cool song for you guys. It's a little Halloween-y, kind of, by the artist Black Marble, off their new album, Immaterial. The song is called Iron Lung. I'll be back soon with some more words. Goodbye. Thank you.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Welcome back, everyone, to CITR 101.9, Wise Men Radio. I'm your host, Austin. Yes, the last song that I played was a song by the Swedish experimental fusion band, Goat. Pretty cool name. I like goats. The song is Try My Robe off their new album, Requiem. Just came out last June? August, yes. Or maybe not. Never mind. But yeah, they're cool. The other song that I played was Zoo Strategies. Cool Vancouver artist band out of Vancouver. Their new album, Languager, and the song was Unintended Consequences. And that first song was Black Marble Iron Lung. Cool. Cool songs and many more to come. I always kind of save the coolest songs for last. Got a good lineup here in the final set. Here we go. But before that, I'm going to talk a little bit. It's funny because they're talking about Ants Club, and I'm just going to talk about ants right now. Zombie ants, though. If you don't know what zombie ants are, it's kind of this cool thing that happens. Zombie ants are ants that have been taken over by a fungus. And the fungus is this sort of parasitic, pathogenic fungus called Ophiocordyceps unilateralis. It's Latin. But yeah, basically what it does is in some ant species, it will infect these ants, and then when it's above a certain degrees outside, the fungus will take over the mind of the ant and kind of make the ant climb to like the highest plant, like a sunflower or just like, you know, like a tall piece of grass, and it will clutch on to the bottom side of the leaf. This is in hopes of a ungulate or like a deer or a moose, anything like that, comes and browses the plant and consumes the ant and the fungus with it, not a lot is known about the fungus itself. There's not a whole lot of, it mainly affects the ants. So basically we think that maybe a dispersal mechanism is being like infects the ungulate species, and then they poop out the fungus and stuff. But yeah, they normally, the mortality of the ant normally occurs within 4 to 10 days. And then you'll see a fungus, like a fruiting body, a mushroom, will actually like totally come out of the ant, which is pretty crazy. It looks like this big spike, and then like kind of the spiky ball that kind of comes out of this, which is the mushroom, or the reproductive structure of the fungus, which is pretty cool. Like, nature's weird. Yeah, I know we had a bunch of them in Alberta this summer, and they were all over the garden and kind of made these big holes and these gouges in the plants that kind of destroyed them. Didn't make them very fruitful. But, yeah, it's kind of a cool thing, but also, yeah, it's a little annoying if you're trying to grow a garden. So, yeah, if you ever see in the summertime or the spring, a bunch of ants on the bottom side of a leaf just clutching on, they'll be clutching on with their mandibles to the, like, any fiber of the leaf, just hanging on, and that's, like, they will not let go. And you know that's just a fungus that's infected their minds. And if they're still there within 4 to 10 days, go back and look at the mushroom that will spike out of them. It looks pretty creepy. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I was gonna play a song for you again. And then, yeah, a few songs. First song is going to be a Tamaran song off her new, or her album, The Waves. The song is going to be called Love Fade. And then I'll come back after these three songs. I hope you like.
this is the Big Bad Multi Man. You know, when I'm in Vancouver, I listen to RPP Sound and DJ Palanza. Wicked!
Wicked! Welcome back to CITR 101.9, Wise Men Radio. I'm your host, Austin. So, we're just about at the end of our show. I'd like to leave everyone off with a nice sentiment of giant spiders. I was actually vacuuming my downstairs the other day, and I was kind of by the stairs, and then I kind of bumped the stair with my vacuum, and this giant spider came out of underneath, and it scared me so much. It was like big and black, and like it just scurried out. It was so scary. But yeah, and now I have to run down the stairs every time I go in and like high knees. It's pretty, yeah. Spiders are scary, man. Our house is full of spiders. But spiders are an essential part of everything, you know. Without spiders, you notice. But yeah, I was going to talk about the largest spider in the world is Goliath bird-eating tarantula. They're not native to North America, thank God. Their natural habitat is in the rainforests of South America. But I guess people actually have them as pets. So yeah, and they eat birds. They're so big that they eat birds. They can grow up to a foot long, and they have an inch long fang. So it's about the inch long is about like the size of your thumb. So that's pretty big. Yeah. But yeah, spiders are scary, man. There's lots of crazy videos on spiders out there. I was watching some disgusting video. It was in a dark place in YouTube the other day. Just bad. But anyways, my time is up. Thanks for joining me on this adventure, spooky adventure today. I'm gonna leave you off with one last song called Snow and, or it's a song by Snow in Mexico.